Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Vav, and we are on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, starting with the Mishnah, and we have two blot left here to the seventh parak, and we continue with the issues relating to selling a piece of land. So the Mishnah have been talking about Beis Kur Afar Mida Bechevel. Yesterday we spoke all about where we have contradictory Lashonos between the beginning and the end of his statement. And today we continue. Bisimanav Ubemeitzarav. So the Rashbam says, it's the same type of case that we have been talking about. The Rashbam says in the first line, Ha'omer Lachaveru, Beis Kur Afar Ani Mochelecha. I'm selling you a Beis Kur Afar, but I give I give markings. I give landmarks. B'simanav u'b'meitzarav. I give certain simanim of its shape, how large it is, how small it is. B'simanav u'b'meitzarav, or its borders. So in that case, so I say beis kur, which is a certain amount, so it seems somewhat specific. B'simanav u'meitzarav. So then again, there's a whole question about the girsa of the next word and the continuation in the Gemara. So we're going to go with one reading based on the Rashbam. But again, to know that the Tosfos and the other Rishonim here have other readings of this Gemara. But Simarav Eitzarav, Pachos. First, the question is it Pachos or Pachas? And is the Mem there? Pachos Shtus or Pachos Mishtus? So that's a question. But either way, let's go with the Rashbam's reading. And there's a question even what was the Rashbam's Girsa? As you see, the Bach has a discussion of what the Rashbam's Girsa was. But we will try to go with one understanding. So Pachos Mishtus Higiyu Ad Shtus Yenache. So if it is less than a Shtus of differential between what was said, the Simanim and the Meitzarim, and the amount that was actually sold, so then it's okay. Higiyu, as we know, it stays, meaning the deal is done. Ad Shtus, but if it's all the way more than a Shtus, all the way down to a Shtus, Yenache, so then you have to give back some, because again he was somewhat specific in giving his borders, and therefore if it is too much of a difference between what was given and what was said, so that has to be given back. What's the balance here between the language of Simanav and Meitzarav and Beis Kur? Explains the Rashbam, the fifth skinny line or so. The Kivan Fahasha da Amar, let's start with the fourth skinny line. Fahasha da Amar Beis Kur Besimadav Meitzarav Ani Mochelecha Matfinan Shiure. If he says in its he didn't say a specific amount, like a korbach mida bechavel, but you give simanim, so that's meant to be pretty specific, but not exactly specific. V'yamrin nafilu pachos bishtos higiyu the kivan dehera lo hamitzarim kiman dezavin leisadezu stama dummy kemoshehu bein katan bein gadol. Because you give specific borders, it's basically saying this. It's like this, whatever it is. Ela da ahani my da amar beis kur shiyehe karov la beis kur. You don't just say this one. You don't just give the field with its borders, which would mean exactly that, but you also say beis kur, which is giving an amount, which means this field about this field. She'ena chasa yoser mishtus v'chein de lo levi moser yoser ashtus. Right? That's the balance between the two. Explains the Rashbam also, if we look further down at the third medium line of the Rashbam, v'hai shtus lav mishum din ona'a. The shtus amount in our Mishnah has nothing to do with ona'a here, as we discussed earlier. De'ein ona'a ela l'metaltali. Ona'a applies to metaltalin, movable items. Of a mekarkoi, ein ona'a. But when it comes to karka, as we know, ein ona'a l'karkaos. Shemachal oshave pruta b'mana. Oshave b'mana pruta, mana b'pruta higiyu. If it comes to karka, right, so there's no ona'a, right? It sounds like from this Rashbam, he doesn't have any limits, right? Unlike the other, Chachmei Tzarfas, as we have seen in the past, Rashi and Tosfos all have limits. Here, it's not a raya, he's not saying beferish, but it sounds that he's like the Shita of the Rambam. Remember, Rashi had a very limited approach to what ein ona'a l'karkos means, right? That just means that the point of exactly at ona'a, that's what's different between metaltalin and karka. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam in the second parak of Kiddushin said, "Ein ona'a l'karkos means up to 100%, but there's still a limit." And the minority of Rishonim say, "Period, ein ona'a l'karkos." The Navi Yosef explains there in Maseches, the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, because karka, you can't really put a value on karka. whatever people pay for it. So that's what it sounds like the Rashbam is taking that approach. So says the Rashbam, though, that this halacha of shtus in our Mishnah has nothing to do with ona'a, because einon ala karkos. Ela shi'ura d'rabanan hi. It's just how the Rabbanan evaluate the amount that a person would be mochel if he uses this lashon of beis kur b'simanov u'b'meitzarav. That's it. D'hachi machel inish hecha d'amar b'simanov u'b'meitzarav tvei lo machel. It just so happens to be the same amount of shtus, but it does not mean anything deeper than just the amount that Chazal assumed that a person would be mochel and a person wouldn't be mochel. So that is the that's the Mishnah. And again, the Rishonim point out here, it's different than the Shiurim given in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Kuf Gimel, when we spoke about how much is, if you don't say this type of Lashon, how much is assumed to, be the flexibility in terms of mistakes. Right? So we spoke about Beis Kur Afarni Mochel Lecha, right? Mida Bechevel, right? That's exact. But if you just say Stam, so this Mishnah is a little different than Stam, the Rashbam says, because it's based on the balance of the Lashon between Beis Kur, which means about a Beis Kur, Simad of Meitzar, which means a little more exact, this field. So that's what the Chazal put that together and come up with this measurement. Itmar, says the Gemara. Rafuna Amar, what about exactly a shtus? According to our Mishnah, it tells us less than a shtus and more than a shtus, and all the way down to a shtus. That's how we translated ad shtus, all the way down till a shtus. But what about exactly a shtus? What about that amount? So the Mishnah doesn't say anything about that. So itmar, Rav Huna amar shtus kepachos mishtus. Rav Yehuda amar shtus kiyoser mishtus. Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda the Amora, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Huna amar shtus kepachos mishtus. Rav Huna says that if it was exactly a shtus, it's like that's not a shtus, meaning we would say the halacha of hi giyu, we would say the deal stands. Hachi ka'amar, because this is how you read the Mishnah. Pachos mishtus vishtus bichlal hi giyu. That would be included. Yoser mishtus yinache, but if it's more than a shtus, then you have to give back the amount. And again, not only giving back the amount to get it just less than a shtus, but giving back the entire amount. Right? And that is what we discussed at length back on Daf Sadi Dalet or so, Sadi Dalet or Aleph, the statement of Rav Huna, where Rav Huna said, talking about the selling foods, and there's a certain amount of impurities in the food. But once it's more than the amount that is acceptable, Rav Huna said, in balanafos, menafes kulo. Right? You have to do the whole thing. Armile din of armile knasa. Some say it's maker a din, some say it's a knas. I know why one has to do that. And we related that to cases of ribis and cases of kilayim and cases being shomer on an item, machlokes, mana, masayim, all those cases where we spoke about the ikker and the beyond. So that is related to this too. So Rav Huna says, if it's more, yinache. Rav Yehuda amar shtus ki yoser mishtus. Rav Yehuda says, no, shtus is like more than a shtus. Hachi ka amar, pachos mishtus higiyu. Ad shtus, only less than a shtus, but ad shtus, but if it is a shtus, vishtus, bichlal yinache. But if it's also a shtus, so then one has to be menache and take it off. So it's a machlokas. The Rashbam notes here, so maybe this machlokas is related to a general machlokas, not just in terms of svara, but in terms of language, meaning the word ad. The word in the Mishnah says ad shtus, ad v'ad bichlal, or ad v'lo ad bichlal. Right, so that's what the Gemara discusses in Maseches Brachos, when we talk about ad plaga mincha. Right, when could you daven mincha till, according to Rav Yehuda? Is it including the second half or not including the second half? So the Rashbam says maybe that's the machlokas here. Rav Huna holds ad v'lo ad bichlal, and Rav Yehuda holds ad v'ad bichlal. So shtus is like more than a shtus according to Rav Yehuda. Good. So it's a machlokas. What about shtus in the Mishnah? Meisvei. One second, but I'll ask you a question from a brisa, which is a similar discussion to the Mishnah. B'simanav u'b'meitzarav. If you use that lashon, piches shtus ohosir shtus. Hari hu kishum hadayanim higiyu. If it is piches shtus, exactly shtus, or hoser shtus, that it's like shum hadayanim, it's like bezdin. If bezdin is estimating a property, selling it for the yisomim, and they made a mistake, so higiyu, so then the deal is done, even if they make a mistake. Right? There's the concept of the dayanim's mistakes, certain types of mistakes, so then that higiyu, it doesn't, it doesn't go back, and the deal stands. So, says the Gemara, what does the Braisa say? Vashuma dayanim dishtus ki yoser mishtusu. By shuma dayanim, by mistakes of Bezdin, dishtus is like more than a shtus, and therefore, kasha on Rafuna, Rafuna who says shtus is like less than a shtus, but here, the dayanim, we would say shtus is like more than a shtus. And therefore, it's a kasha, amalacha Rafuna, ulu taimeich, higiyukatani. But according to your reasoning, what it says higiyu, it says it doesn't go back by a shtus. You're telling me shtus is more than a shtus. But it shouldn't stand. The whole deal should be undermined. So the Gemara says, Ella, no. Kishuma dayanim, vilo kishuma dayanim. What the Braisa means to say is to make a comparison. It's generally compared to a mistake that a dayan would make, but not exactly. Kishuma dayanim l'shtus, velo kishuma dayanim, it's like a dayan in that shtus might be an amount, and a significant amount, but it's not exactly like shuma dayanim. Dilu hasam, batal mekach, vilu hacha higiyu. Rafuna could say that I have that comparison, but not exactly in the same way. There, if it was a shtus mistake, then the whole deal would be batel, and here it would be no, it stands because I hold, says Rafuna, that shtus is kapachas bishtus. So it's not exactly the same rules, even though you would have the same significant amounts. This sugya gets us a little bit into the issue of dayanim making mistakes. Again, the major siman in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a 10-page shach, it's only a 12-page siman, but the shach has many different rules about this, is the siman chafei in Choshe Mishpat. That's the siman in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin about the different types of mistakes the dayanim can make. The two major categories the Gemara mentions are ta'a b'dvar mishnah and ta'a b'shikol adas. Ta'a b'dvar mishnah, there's more of a reason the Gemara says just to say it's null and void, because you made a ta'us about something explicit. B'dvar mishnah doesn't only mean b'dvar mishnah, it means something explicit. The dayan makes a mistake, so it's like a zilkari beirav. You can't, that's not called a psak. If a dayan gives a psak against something that's mefurish, right, against, losasa kol malacha, right, against the Torah. Of course, it's not called a psak, it's not called a hora'ah. It doesn't have any teeth. Ta'a, where it's a little tricky and it's unclear, is ta'a b'shikol adas, where it's a ta'a, it's about a certain type of estimation. There's no explicit psak, but most people go one way and I go the other way. And I went the other way. That's ta'a b'shikol adas. And there the Gemara says it depends on whether he has smicha or not, or whether what type of shikol adas it is, but all of those halachas are mentioned here in Siman Chafei. In Shulchan Aruch, just to read a little bit. Kol Dayan. We've mentioned one line in this siman before, in other context. Kol Dayan, Shadon Dini Mamanis. Vita'a. Right? Somebody, a judge, judges Dini Mamanis. That's obviously the context. Im ta'a bidvarim ha'giluyim b'hayiduim. If there's a mistake made on something that is revealed and known, kigon. Dinim ha'mefurashim b'mishnah. O b'gemara. As a mefurish mishnah, or as a mefurish gemara. O b'divrei ha'poskim. Ooh, what does he mean by that? Or, in Divrei HaPoskim, Choser Adin V'Danan Osok HaLacha. The din goes back, right, and then you judge it again. So, what does Poskim mean? By the way, the Sma, the Shach adds in, Afilu Gimel Mumchin, Afilu Kiblu Aleihen. Right, even by three experts, and they were Makabel, right, Kiblu Aleihu, still, She'ein Kan Din Klal. There is no din here. Kivan Shad Toas V'Davra Pashut. If it's such an obvious mistake, there's nothing to talk about, right? That's not called a psak, right? And that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Haga miyu yesh omrim dim nire ledayan ula b'nei doro mikoach rayos mukrachos she'ein adin kamo shuskar beposkim. So he's arguing on the last part of the Shulchan Aruch. If the Dayan and the Bnei Doro come up based on Rayos, that I think is against what the Poskim say. Yocholach lokalav, you're allowed to argue. Me'achar, shino niskar b'gemara. After all, you can't argue on the Gemara. Even if the whole generation gets together and says, we're going to argue on the Gemara, that you can't do, says the Ramah. But the last line of the Shulchan Aruch, where he says, b'divrei ha'poskim, so that you can argue on. Because, doesn't say it in the Gemara. Gemara says the Gra. What do you mean the Gemara? So he quotes the Gemara we had back in Bava Metzia on Daf Pehei or so. Kemo Shekasav, as it says in, let me just find the line of the Gra. Da'ala Gemara ein reshus lahosif alo legroa. Kol shekei lachlo. Kemo Shekasav perakapoalim. Ravina veravashi sofora. Right? The Gemara doesn't say that line in the context of halacha, but the Gra uses that in the context of halacha to explain the Ramah that no, poskin, that's not called the Tabit Var Mishnah. Right, that's called a different psak. Mikal makom, but then the Rama adds, Ein lahaka b'davar shechmiru bo ha-chiburim shedispashtu b'rav Yisrael imlo shekibo me'erbosef she'inogin b'osachomra. But you shouldn't just be mako. And this is one has to, again, in terms of psak, and we have our great Gedolei Hadar, Rav Moshe, Volume 1, one has to not only know what is written, but one has to know, get the feel behind the psak and know where the poskim are coming from. So even if one goes through the poskim and goes through and sees that and thinks that there should be a difference in terms of a psak, but one has to be very, very hesitant before one changes anything in terms of psak, because we believe in the concept of misora. Right, just go backwards a little bit. We'll quote Rav Moshe and then we'll quote the Rush. So again, a well known discussion Rav Moshe has in his Akdama. Rav Moshe writes there in terms of psak. Rav Moshe writes that if it was up to him, he wouldn't be writing the Igros Moshe. You know, who am I to write such a sefer to answer shailas? But you know what, people write letters to me and ask me questions, and how can I not? Right, the Gemara says, atzumim kol harugeha, those who are not supposed to paskin and paskin, and those who are should be paskin and don't paskin. So Moshe says, I'm stuck. So there's nothing I can do. I have to answer because this is what people want from me. But I am very nervous. I'm very nervous because I know there's a simin chafei in Shulchan Aruch. There's a concept of mistakes made by Dayanim. And who says that I'm getting to the Amita Shel Torah? And that's where Moshe comes up with his chilek of two levels of MS. But Moshe writes, the important line for us here is, Shehayir Rashanim Uchuyavin Chachmei Doros Achronim, Lahoros, Av Shelo Hayu Nechshav Nigiyah Lahora, Bidoros Chachmei Agamara. Every Chacham Shebedar has to take upon himself the responsibility to paskin, even if he wouldn't have been Nechshav Leklum in an earlier generation. Sheish Vadei Lachush, Ulai Lo Kivnu Amitas Adin, Kefishu HaEmes, Klapi Shmaya. Maybe he's not getting to the MS, La Amita. Says Rav Moshe, there's another level of MS. Not just MS La Amita, but MS La Hora'a. Aval MS La Hora'a, Kfar Nomai Lo Bashamayimi. Lobashamayimi, right? That's what we learn from Tanur Shalachnai in Bamitzia. Even if from Shemayim there's a baskol that says, one way, if the rove holds the other way, you go by the rove. Even if they know they're not being mechavi to the emes, because that's what their seichel brought them. Ella, kefisha nira, this is an important line. Kefisha nira la chacham. If it appears to the chacham, acharei she'ein karaui, levarer ha'alacha, bishas uposkim. After he researched, bishas uposkim, kefi kocho, bikovid rosh, ubiyira me'ashem yisbarach. Those are key ingredients. Right? If somebody is out there and going through the poskim just like a robot and then coming up with his own psak without the COVID roach and Yirah Hashem Yisparach, then it could lead to disaster. It could lead to somebody coming up with a psak that's against our Mesorah and against everything. It's not in the spirit of the halacha, even if you could find it, squeeze out a heter. V'nira lo shekeinu psak adin, huwa emes lo ra, umuchuyav lo haros kein. Afim be'etzem klapi shmaya galya, she'ino kein hapirish. V'yal kazeh nomar, shegam dvarav dibri elengim chayim, me'achar shelo nira hapirish. Right, that's two levels of MS. MS La Mita, MS La Ra, Moshe says. And that's as long as the Ramah says, it's not against the Gemara. And what about if it's against Poskim? So, the Ramah says that you have some flexibility in that. But again, this is a long simon here, talking about different types of mistakes. But that's all Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is what's called Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah. Right? What if you're against poskim? Where's the line? So the Ramah quotes Gemara. But if earlier in the Ramah did not quote the Rush. The Rush in, actually, let's say he did quote one day of the Rush. The Rush quotes a machlokas between himself, the Baal Amor, and the Ravid, and the Rush himself. The Rush on that Gemara in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin. On Ta'a B'Shikol Adas and Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah. What about arguing on Gaonim? Where's the cutoff? So we've spoken about this often, and we just read the Ramah. The cutoff is the Gestimas HaGemara, Ravina and Ravashi. But before the Ramah, right, during the days of the Rishonim, it wasn't so clear whether Gaonim had a special status. Gaonim after the Gemara. So we know that the Gemara has a special status. But the Rishonim, in that time, there was a question. Says the Rush. The Rush here quotes from the earlier Rishonim from the Raifid. She'en lanu ato lachlok al divrei gon meirayas datenu. Lefari she'inyan b'derech acher. Kidei she'ishtana hadin midivrei hagon. Im lo b'kushim afursemes. V'zeo davar she'en imsa. Right, so the Raifid quotes that... the Raiva quotes that it is, it has the status, and the Balamar, and the Rush agrees with that. No. The Rama says no, that we have the power, the Gaonim don't have the special status. Avalim lo yashu be'enav divrehem, this is the Rush talking, umevi rayas lidvarav hamukubalam lanshi doro, yiftach bedoro, kishmuo bedoro, ein lecha el ashofit asher yeh bayamem mahem, v'yochol lister divrehem, ki kol advarim she'enim v'orim b'shas, shesidi ravina v'ravashi, adam yochol lister v'livnos, afilo lachlok al divrei Gaonim. He's a Rishon. The Rush is talking. You can. You can be cholek on the Rishonim. Ein lemeidim alacha mipi ashas lo el midivrei hamoraim on lemeidim piskei alachas. Avabi v'chulu. And he continues. So that is the line of the Rush regarding what is the definition of ta'a bidvar mishnah. What about ta'a b'shikol adas? That's Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Chafei, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, ta'a b'shikol adas, kigon, dover shu machlokes tanoim, o amoroim, v'lo nifsuka halacha ke'echan mehem beferish, v'yasa ke'echan mehem, you go like the other one, v'lo yada, shikfar pashat hamaisa b'chol ha'olam, kidivrei ha'acher, everybody goes like the other one. Im haya zed dayan mumche, so then it depends. Then it gets a little more tricky. What is called a hora and what is not? Again, tabit var mishnah is clear. If it's tabit var mishnah, it's not called a hora, and then it's chozirbo. Tabit shikol adas, it might depend who you are, right? Because you might have the power to give a hora even if you make a mistake, or there might be a ptur relating to the level of education that you've had and the level of Kabbalah that the parties have. So it's not as clear. And this is where the Shach has columns and columns of discussing, you know, what is Shikol Adas. We're not going to go through that right now. We could have a number of shiurim related to that Shach. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's a lot more here relating to who you could argue on and Elu ve'Elu. Those two sugyas we just spoke a drop about now, but we'll see at the end at this time to get into more of the Rabosha Elu ve'Elu and into the ideas of who you ought to argue on, what about Amoraim and Tanaim, as we've spoken about in the past. Okay, but now let's continue. Rav Papa, last line. We actually might spend more time on Amud Aleph, Amud Beis today. Rapapa Zavan, Ara Miyahu Gavra. Rapapa bought a piece of land from a certain person, and it was this type of case in the Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but the Rashbam has it in. The Rashbam on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Right, he sold it for Esrim Sa'a B'midasa, Gonda Amar B'simad Avu B'mitzaref. Right, this is the type, that's why this story is brought here. So Amar Le, Havi Esrin, Gerive Mashre. And he said that it's 20 measures, right? It's 20 measures of I'm selling to you, and these are the simanim and the mitzaref. V'lo havi ela chamesra, and it was only 15, it wasn't 20. Also, the kamidi Abaya amar lai savris v'kabilis. Abaya says, you saw it, you knew about it, and you accepted it, even though it was only 15 and it wasn't 20. Says the Gemara of Hatanan pachos b'shtus yigiyu ad shtus yinache. But what do you mean? This is more than a sixth. Right, so therefore, you should have to be menache. So, why does Abaya say that there's nothing going back? So Gemara says no. Hanimili heche dilo kimle begava. That's only if it's a person, if it's a party who wasn't familiar with the field. So then you have to say, okay, it's a mistake. Aval hecha de kimle begava savre vekabil. But Rav Papa, you were familiar with the field, and therefore you saw it, you accepted it, and therefore it's different than the case of the Mishnah. V'ha'esur d'abarli, but he told me 20. But he told me 20, only gave me 15. Amarle da'adifa ke'esrin. No, he was just saying to you, it's as good as 20. Adifa Kasser, it's such a good piece of land. He called it 20, even though it was only 50. Good. So that was the story related to the Mishnah. Tanya, now we continue. The next couple of lines have a lot to tell us. A lot of sugyas. Tanya, what is this Gemara doing here that we're about to talk about? We'll read it, and we will see. It gets into Yerusha. Maybe it's just getting our appetite wet for the next parak about Inyanim of Yerusha. But no, the Rashbam says, it's a little dimyon, because it also has to do with little mistakes that are made in splitting properties up. Just like our Mishnah has to do with little mistakes made after being bought and sold, but it has to do with a little mistakes made between splitting properties. Again, it's always a good time to mention the thought of some of the Achronim. I saw Shem Rav Huttner that. So why does the Gemara do this? It's such a tangential point here that just wait to the next parak, and we're going to have it in the next parak. We're going to have the same discussion in the next parak. So why is it here? So as we've mentioned, that even when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, based on Eis Lasos Lashem, wrote down the Mishnah, and Ravina and Ravashi wrote down and compiled the Gemara, it doesn't mean that we're forgetting the distinction between Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Even when the Torah Shebal Peh was written down and made it somewhat into a Torah Shebachsav, it was written in a Torah Shebal Peh way. It was written in a way that we still needed the oral tradition to understand. Not only understand the concepts, but even to understand the connections between the different sugyas and the gemaras put next to each other. And that is why, Kol HaTorah Kulo Zinyan Echad, even if you learn all of Masechah Shabbos, I won't know completely Masechah Shabbos, Hilchah Shabbos, because there are certain sugyas that are outside of Hilchah Shabbos. Sometimes you have certain Masechtas that you have most of a topic discussed, most of Hilchah's Gerushin are in Gittin, most of Hilchah's Kedushin are in Kedushin, but not all. And that's why. Why? Because even when they wrote down the Gemara and they compiled it, they wrote it in a way that we need to still have the connection to a Rebbe to understand the Masorah and to understand exactly why this is written in such a way. And that's why whenever we have a Gemara like this, we could appreciate that, to know there's a lot more underneath the surface that we have to relate to. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, getting into, again, Yerusha a little bit. Ha'achin shechilku, brothers that split up property, kivan she'alagoro le'echan mehen kanu kulam. Once, they're splitting up by goro. They split up five brothers, and there are five properties. You know what, let's make it simple first. The Rashbam says, two brothers, two properties. One of the brothers picks up out of the lottery, out of a pot, which is going to be his chelek. The second that he picks that up, the other brother is also kone, his chelek. Right? Kanu kulam. Once the girl goes up by one of them, kanu kulam. The Rashbam writes here, what's the chiddush here? Even without a maisa kinyan. Says the Rashbam on the last couple of skinny lines. Kanu kulam. Klomar. Ze kanu legamre begoro. Velo yachlo lachzerbo. You can't be chozerbo. V'imim shnayim, zekana chalkoshna falala goral, v'gam chavir kana. If there's only two, then it's simple. Right? Each one is kone. Z'yami yipo goral sheni, kima la sheni. But the chiddush is even if there are three. One of them picks his chelek. So it's kone enough, at least, that the two can't argue on the first one. Right? You don't know which, within the two, you don't know who gets what yet. But you can't argue on the first one. V'im gimelo zeshna falala goral, kana chalko. V'ashtayim kanu, bein shneyem shnei achalakim. Lachlok b'neim koshashi yirtzu. Right, they're kone of the others. Lachlok b'nyan acher. And therefore, it is, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi, that the goral is kone. My taima, why is this? Or just finish reading the Rashbam first before we continue the Gemara. Second to last skinny line in the Rashbam. V'yava gavda lo asa kol lecha b'shalo, even without a chazaka here. Tekivan demuchzakin va'om demnein kulam b'chalakarka. Since this is like partners, the brothers all own the estate, right? So then, in our case, says the Gemara, says the Rashbam, in a goral maklem klum, ella mivarer, l'kalechad chelko amagio. You don't really even need a kinyan here. All the brothers own it. You're just being mivarer who gets which portion, and therefore, says the Gemara, the Rashbam explaining, the kinyan or the birur would work, and therefore, it would all be nikna to them, even without doing anything else. Says the Gemara, my taima, Amar Abelazar, kitchilas Eretz Yisrael. Comparing it like when we came into Eretz Yisrael. Ma tchila begoro, lafkan begoro. Just like they did, they split up, Yeshua ben Nun split up all the properties through a goro. So too, we can split through a goro also. If we think about that, taking the comparison of the Rashbam, that means the entire Eretz Yisrael really was already zoche nizke tekla Yisrael. Just like the brothers all owned it, they already basically have a kinyan, and now you're just being mevarer. So it's the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. It was already given to us from the times of Avram Avinu. L'zarecha et nana. It was already ours, and now we're just being mevarer which of his descendants are getting which portion. Right? That was how we would understand if we take this comparison literally. So, Kitzchilas Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, let's read the Gemara, and then we'll make a number of comments. Says the Gemara, really? You're comparing it to Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, the original Kenyan? Right, remember we had a couple of daf ago, well, a week ago, a daf kuf or so, where we had Avram Avinu going in, making a Kenyan. So Avram Avinu did the Kenyan. So we don't have to do the Kenyan, because we're his descendants. Right there, La'arko L'rachwa. So, Ima Lahalan V'Kalafi Ubur Metumim, Afkan V'Kalafi Ubur Metumim. See, if you're comparing it to Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, so why don't you also have to have all the details there? There you have the Ubur Metumim light up. Right, and tell you which portion it was. Right, so you should need that too. Right, as the Gemara describes later on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. If you look at Daf Kuf Chaf Beis for a minute, in Yish Nochalin, so the Gemara there describes what exactly happened when they, Yeshua ben Nun split it up. It says there, Ketzad, Kuf Chaf Beis ben Aleph, Elazar Malubash Ur Metumim. Elazar was wearing the Ur Metumim, right? Aaron HaKohen wasn't around anymore, right? They were in Eretz Yisrael. So Elazar wore the Ur Metumim. V'Yoshua v'chol Yisrael omdim lefanav. Yeshua and all the Jewish people were surrounding. V'kalfi shel shvatim v'kalfi shel tchumin munachim lefanav. There were two bowls. One had each Shevet's name written on it, and one of them had the portions of Eretz Yisrael written on it. V'yem mechavein v'ruach HaKodesh. V'omar zvulun ole. And there was Ruach HaKodesh, and what happened on the Ur Metumim, it was lit up, Zvulun, Tchum Ako Ola Imo. Right? The Ur Metumim already lit up, and then right after that, they did the Goral, and magically, miraculously, Zvulun came up, and his portion came up. Taraf Bakalfi Shal Shvatim, V'ala Biyado Zvulun, Taraf Bakalfi Shal Tchumin, V'ala Biyado Tchum Ako. Right? And that's how it worked. V'chozer Mechavim Baruch HaKodesh, V'omer Naftali Ola, V'tchum Ginosar Ola Imo, right? The Ginosar by Tveria, Taraf Bakalfi Shal Shvatim, V'ala Biyado Naftali, Taraf Bakalfi Shal Tchumin, V'ala Biyado Tchum Ginosar, V'chein Chol Shevet V'shevet. Every Shevet, this is what happened. It was with the Ur Metumim, and it was with the Goral. The Loka Chalukah Shalom Azeh, Chaluk Shalom Abba. Okay, we'll get to that, Be'er Hashem, later on. But that's how that works. That's the Gemara's question here. So if you're telling me that it's compared to Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, so then you should say that you also need the Ur Metumim. So Amar Avashi, no. Bihahu Hana'a, Dekotzaisi Lahadadi, Gamri Umakni Lahadadi. In our case of the brothers, there's a substitute. There's a substitute. Because they have hana'a of splitting it up and they appreciate working this out with each other, so then that hana'a sometimes can substitute for Kenyan Kesef. Remember the beginning of Kiddushin? Bi'ahi hana'a that the woman has, that the man accepts my gift, so, you know, that's as if I got something and therefore I'll be married to him. So here too, the bi'ahi hana'a, right, really it's like Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, and it's important just to note that our Gersa does not have an Ella Amar Rav Ashi. It's just Amar Rav Ashi, which seems to say it is building on the previous answer. If you look at the Rashbam on the last medium line, La'olam k'tchilas Eretz Yisrael, kona goral. It's like Tchilas Eretz Yisrael. You say it should have a more, imala halan v'chulu, hainu taima, delo tzarek kulei hai, mishum degamri bilavev shalem, umaglu l'mishiyala goral miyad, mahani gamar daitimim, agoral k'ur metumim. Right there, they have an agreement, the brothers, and it's just like the Ur Metumim. It's a Mahani Afilu Heichad Lo Gamri Umakni. That's the Rashbam, how it substitutes. Okay, I'm not going to go into it fully now. There's an important Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, usually on the Rambam, he's mostly interested in explaining the Rambam. But here, in Hilchos Shcheinim, he goes through our entire Shakla V'Tarya. What's the Havamina? That it should be like the Kalfi and the Ur Metumim, and what's the Maskana? What changed and what separated? So here he goes into, he asks the question. He says, if you're not Goris Ella, so how does Hayana substitute? I'll call upon him, Ein kan Goral Shavel Goral Shachalukas Haaretz. Kima Dechaser Kafi Verbetumim. If you're comparing it there, I don't understand how there's a substitute here for the Ur Metumim. You know, that's pretty magical. So says the Reb Chaim, V'nira de Be'emes Mukhrach, what you have to say is, the Afagav, the Bechaluka, this is in Hilchos Shcheinim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Afagav, the Bechaluka Sa'aretz, Hayagoro Bakalfi Vur Metumim, Mikomakom Hagoro Bakalfi Vur Metumim, Shnei Dvarim Hude Isbehu. What the Goral did, and what the Ur Metumim did, says Reb Chaim, was different. And therefore, the Goral is the same, and the Hahi Hana'a could take the place of what the Ur Metumim did. They're two separate try to accomplish two different things. What does that mean? The Iker Din Chalukah Haya ayode goro levado. The splitting up itself, the creating the chalukah, that was just through the goro, and that's what our case of the brothers did too. Umishim tekachay exeres akasev. The idea goro yaseh yaseh v'yachol dina chalukah yaseh. The kalfi v'retumim haya levarer lekol echad chelko. V'travayu tzrichin lahadadi. There's the creation of the chalukah, and there's the assigning the chalukah. The creating the chalukah, that was the goro. The assigning the chalukah, after it was created, that was what the Rebbe Tumim did. And he goes through why each one was needed. And again, we're not going to read it all right now, but that's what he gets into Breira a little bit. But that's, he says, how the goro is exactly the same, and that creates the chalukah. Assigning the chalukah, that can be done with Behayana. That's what Reb Chaim gets into in Hilchos. But there are two major topics that we could talk about a little bit here, and that is Goro and Urim V'Tumim. Right, first we'll talk about Urim V'Tumim, because that starts with the Rishonim. The Rishonim start with the Rishonim, then we'll get to the Achronim. What exactly was the Urim V'Tumim? Doesn't say anywhere in Shas what exactly the Urim V'Tumim are, and that is a Machlokes. Rashi, we're usually blinded in a good way. We are brainwashed by Rashi. And the Ramban. The Urim V'Tumim was some type of cloth of Hashem's name that was put into the fold of the Choshen that, it was like the motor. The motor of the Choshen that made the letters light up. Right, the letters light up. That's what Rashi quotes in Parshas Tetzaveh. K'sav shal shema mafurish natun ben kifle ha-choshen. And therefore that is what, that's where it was put. And the Ramban agrees to that. The Ramban in Parshas Tetzaveh expands upon the, Rashi, v'lo hayu mai se'uman, because if you look also, there's nowhere in the psukim, the Urim V'Tumim had to be made by the artisans. You know why? Because Moshe wrote it. That was it. You didn't need anything else. The Choshen was made, the form. The Tetzaveh talks all about how everything was formed. And it just says, you put the Urim V'Tumim in. So where was it? No, Moshe wrote it. Ki lo haya ma'isa uman, v'lo haya l'umnin, v'lo l'kal Yisrael, b'hem ma'isa v'lo nedava. Avalim sod masur l'moshe, mipi agvura, v'hu kasvan b'kedusha. Right, that's what he did. And then Moshe took the Urim V'Tumim, and he put it within the folds of the Choshen, says the Ramban, acharei shehilbish as Aaron ha'efod v'choshen, after Aaron was already wearing the ephod and the Choshen, you put the Urim V'Tumim im, lachar kei, nasa mekifle ha'choshen, v'cholu. And then what happens? And then when there was a question, the Kohen Gadol asked a question, the letters lit up on the Choshen, the Kohen Gadol, with his Ruach HaKodesh, had to unscramble and decipher the letters. That is what you needed, every single letter on the Choshen. Right? The names of the Shvatim weren't enough, because there are certain letters in the Aleph Beis that are not in the names of the Shvatim, like Tes, like Tzadit, I think it's four letters. And that's why you also had on the Choshen, Avri, Mislach, and Yaakov, which adds in the Tzadi, and Shifte Yeshurin, which adds in the Tes, right? And that's why you needed that listed on the Choshen. So all the letters lit up, and it was the Kohen Gadol's job to decipher. V'zos ha-madrega mi-madregas ruach ha-kodesh. L'mata min ha-nevua u-lamala mi-baskol. That's the Ramban. Baskol, this inspiration of revealing the letters, and going up to Nevuah. It's somewhere between above Ruach HaKodesh, less than Nevuah, above a Baskol. That's what the Ramban writes here. Shemishtam Shebabai Sheni Lachash Baska Nevuah, Upaskur Metumim V'chulu. And then he continues. And based on this, also, there's a well-known thought of the Gra, where the Gra writes in on the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, where Chana tells Eli, after Eli thinks that she's drunk, says, Lo Adoni, right? And the Gemara Darshins, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh in this area. Lo Adoni, you're not an Adon in this. What is Eli being told by Chana? Chana is saying, you messed up the letters. What does that mean, you messed up the letters? The letters were Kav, Shin, Reish, Hey, and Eli thought that was Shikora when she was davening quietly, right? She was the first one, davening quietly, just her lips were moving, and Eli thought she was drunk, and she said, no. Either, different versions, either Kishera or Kisara. Kisara, and therefore, I have to, says the Gra, that she was saying to him, I'm a kshera, and I'm just a kshas ruach ani. I'm bitter, but I'm not drunk. And therefore, Eli, based on the Ramban's idea, says the Gra, of having to extrapolate and unscramble the letters to know what was the messages, so he did not have that at the end of his life, and therefore, that was what Chana was relating to him, that he was not an adon in this area. The other issue relating to this sugya is goro. Are we allowed to use gorolos bizman hazeh? right, to interpret not just a goral, okay, you have a raffle, okay, that's a goral, but in order to be machna things, right, to make decisions, you know, is that something that we should do? So there is a stira in the Sefer Chasidim. Sefer Chasidim, what are we showing him? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Stira in the Sefer Chasidim. First we have Tav Reish Ayin, Tav Shin Aleph. People were on a boat. B'nei Adam Shebesfina, V'hayiruach Sa'ara. Ein Rasham Lahapil Goralos. Shem Yipol Echad Mehem Tzorach Latil Vayam. You can't pull a Yonah. You can't make a Goral and see what's the reason that the storm is making our ship go crazy. You can. Ein Zelasos, Kasher Osul Yonah Ben Amitai. Hashta Asmachta Lokanya Le'inyin Mamon. Kol Shekein Le'inyin Nefashos. Shalo Yisbuch Alpil Goral. You can't. You can't do like Yonah. Vashak Siv, I. Didn't Shaul make a goral to figure out who took from the who ate, and then it was Yonah's son? Sham haya ha'aron umei Hashem kol mishpato vehem yadu be'eze inyan lahatil aval atah ein lismoch ala goral afilu b'mamon ematilim goral ela kishacholkim b'shaveh. If you split up equal portions, then fine. But to use a goral to figure something out, that you don't do. Says the Sefer Chasidim in Tav Shin Aleph. The problem is that if you turn back a couple of pages and you go to Tav Reish Ayin Tes, he says exactly the opposite. He says, "B'nei Adam shover b'yam ba'amda aleim ruach sara l'shever asvina v'shara asvinos over as b'shalom." Everybody looks around. All the other boats are fine, and this one boat is getting crushed. So then getting in the storm. Biyadua sheyesh besfina misha chayav v'rasham lahadol goralos. Al pishi yipal al-goral gimel pamim zachar zeh rasham lahapilo v'yam umispalim shlo yipal al-zake al-chayav. You could do it. You could do it. So the question is, could you do it or could you not do it? Stira. So you might answer, over there, it's just, you're in the water and you don't see any other boats. It's just, you don't know, maybe it's just a big storm. Here, the other case that you're allowed to do it is that you see you're the only boat that it's happening to. So maybe that's a difference in the Sefer Chasidim. But there are other cases that come up, right? The Chavadas. I'm sorry, not Yechavadas. We'll get to that, get to Yabiyom in a second. First, the Chavos Yoyer. Rav Yar Bakrak writes in a tshuva in Simon Samach Aleph. He writes, there was a case, Bechabura. There was a whole group of, Rabbanim on Purim. They had a goral, Al Kos Kesev Godol Musav. It was a big gold, golden coin. V'nasav Kalecha, everybody put money in to pay for the kos, and they had two kalfis, right? And one of them, they put the names of everybody in one of the cups, and in the other cup, they put, blank sheets, except one of them says, Mazel Tov. Oh, and it said Mazel Tov. So he went through. So somebody picked up the second name that came out. The second petek said Mazel Tov. Okay. He starts great. He starts amazing. Wonderful. He got it. And then they start looking whoever's left, and they see there were two that said Mazel Tov. Not just one. Two that said Mazel Tov. So they start saying, hey, not right. So then they do it again. And then the second time they see that one of the guy's names was left out. They see there's something fishy going on here. So then the Chavos Yair was asked, you know, the guy who got it says, no, I got it. So what that there was a second name, but I was the first name. And so that's it. He gets into this discussion. So he has an important line. He says, fine, Goralos could work, but only if there's no funny business. He says, Ra'inu, min ha-Torah, min ha-Nevi'im, u-min ha-Ksuvim, she-samchu al ha-Goral, she-ba-asher na'aseh b'li machshav es-adam, u-pulas enosh b'tzad ha-ischachmus. You see, in the Torah, Goral. V'chein samchala Goral b'misas achan v'yehonasan. Lulei shepta'uhu ha'am. Lo mitzad hoda'aso. So you're fine. And they said, afilu umos ha'olam use a Goral. Like Yonah and Haman Arasha. Mebnei shekarav adabar. Shim ha'Goral kahogan yidvak bo'ashkach el Yonah. You assume the Goral is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore you see Goralos work. But it's only for it comes from Hashem. If somebody lied, if somebody did a trick in the Goral, of course, it shouldn't work. But the concept of Goral is quoted here in the postgame. This is not talking about, again, a separate topic, Goral Hagra. Goral Hagra is a certain type of way of using the Chumash that certain of the great tzaddikim throughout the centuries used it in certain ways. Famously, Rabbi Levine used it to identify the bodies of after the Lamed Hei, the 35 Rachamim Zalman Kedoshim that went to Gush. But again, that's they say Rav Aaron Kotler used it when he decided to go to America and not to Eretz Yisrael. Various people used it, various tzaddikim throughout the centuries. That's a different type of goral. That's not what we're talking about. Here we're talking about Mamash Goral picking something out of a hat. One final tshuva, and then we'll continue. Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Yabia Omer in Chelek Vav Choshe Mishpat Simin Yudalid. Right, we're not going to. That's the Yudalid. That's the Yibam tshuva. That's a famous tshuva. Right, there was a my marking is here. He has the next tshuva. You have two rabbis that are applying for a position, and the shul can't figure it out, and they vote, and it's a tie. And it's a tie. And then they do a goro, and one of them wins. And the other one says, you pick a rabbi based on a goro. Right? So Rav Avadya goes through, Kedarka Bakodesh, you know, the whole thing. What's the first source he quotes? Baba Basra Kufav. The first source, then he goes through six columns, and at the end of the day, Rav Avadya says, doesn't work. That's not how you choose a rabbi, based on a goro. No. Go back and vote again. Even if the entire shul agreed, right, to choose that way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could use a goro to split up two equal portions, as was said. Especially if it's Chav L'Achrini, so says Rav Avadya, doesn't work. Okay, a lot more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Continuing. Shnei Achim, once we're talking about two brothers that split up, so this is now the comparison to our sugya. Two brothers, and then there was a mistake made, right? Just like selling something, and there was a mistake made. Shnei Achim Shechilku, two brothers split up property, and then what happened? Their long-lost brother from Medina Sayam comes, that they didn't know about. Ubala and Achim, Medina Sayam. There's a third brother comes, Rav Amar, Batla Machlokas. Rav says, start again. You gotta split it up all over again. The whole thing was a mistake. Ushmol Amar, Mikamtsin. No, they could each take off a portion of their field and give it to the third one. They don't have to give back everything and start again. Just take off a portion. Amar Le Rav of Nachman, Le Rav, Damar Batla Machlokas. According to Rav, who says, Batla Machlokas, Alma Hadar Dina. So you see from there, there's a topic that's discussed elsewhere. You see, if there's a mistake done, you go back. Hadar Dina. So Elameata, what about this case then? Hani Beit Slasa, Tekaimi Va'azul Beit Shremi Nayu Upalad. If you have a partnership, three people, and then two of them go and split up the property in equal portions. Hachanami de Bala Machlokes, you'll say Bala Machlokes. The Gemara is assuming that for sure it would work. Nobody's forced to stay in a partnership as long as you split it up equally. So there, for sure, it would work. So would Rav say there it would not work? You would say Batla Machlokes. Somebody said no. Haki Ashta. No, there's a difference. Rav Nachman answers. Hasam Nachisi Adaita Debate Tlasa Meikara. There, you know, there are three people at the beginning of the case, and two of them decide to split. Okay, so the third one is forced to go along with the other two. Hacha Mo Nachisi Adaita Debate Tlasa Meikara. Here, it didn't happen that way. They didn't decide to go in Meikara with three people. They only split it up based on two people, and therefore, you know, there's a big difference. Rabbeinu Yonah says here. Kiva delo nigmara hachaluka sheyesh la zeha acha gimel achlok atayin ena kayemes. Because there's a third brother here that they didn't know about, it's as if the process of splitting is not finished yet. And that's why it's different, and Rav would agree in the case where the partners split it up, it works. Only by the brother's case, where they didn't know there was a third brother, it would not work. Period. Omle Rapabala Abaya, so Rapabana is Abaya. What about according to the other opinion? L'shmuel de Amar Mekamsin, L'memer de Kamdina. Shmuel says, you just keep it and they split up, just they take off a little bit from each of theirs. Kamdina, V'ha Rav Shmuel Dami Travaya. But didn't we learn earlier? Kurbish Loshmani Mocher Lecha, Yachol Lachseba Afilu B'Sachrona. If somebody says, I'm selling you a Kurbish Loshin, that's like one unit. And therefore you can be Choserbo, even by the last Sa'ah. That's the Kasha already on Shmuel. Kurbish Loshim Sa'ah B'Sela, but if you label Sa'ah B'Sela, then he can be Choserbo each a little bit. But one second, why in the Reisha could he be Choserbo? Shmuel says, Kamdina. Answer, Hasim Avad Rabbanan Milsa, Tenichale Lamocher, Venichale Lokeach. No, as we discussed there before, the Rabban made this Takana for the betterment of the Mocher and the Lokeach. Right, and therefore, as the Rashbam explains here, the Mocher is happy and the Lokeach is happy based on reasons, and therefore, that case is different. Don't bring me Rayas from that specific case where there's a Takana de Rabbanan to the general din of Kamdina or Hadar Dina. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Again, od chazon lamoi to get back to some of the other sugyas, but we got to talk about a lot of goral and other issues. But tomorrow we get to the last daf here in the seventh parak of Maseches Baba Basra.